I locked the door, bitch, I'm on my way, and I got shit to stress.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop!
Chubbs Gone Wild!
Well, hello! And welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, episode 492, recorded on May 1st, 2023, where it is 66 degrees and cloudy outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios. Happy Beltane, Tom!
Yeah. It's not even 66. It's going to be 66. It's freezing. 57 degrees.
That's true. It's a wonderful Beltane because then it inspires us to light bonfires.
Oh, I thought it was to plant May flowers.
Well, that is one aspect of May. Yes. Beltane is actually the Gaelic May Day Festival. It is traditionally held on May 1st and about midway through the spring equinox and summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. So, woohoo! We're getting ready for summer.
Yay! We're in the hot weather.
I've already run the air conditioner 4 days this last week, and then, like, overnight, it goes back to being super cool. So... Of course, it wasn't super cool in my room because I woke up and someone had switched it from sometimes AC to full blast heater. So that wasn't, waking up. Well, I'm like, oh my God, am I done yet?
That's why you don't give Kaya a ladder to the thermostat.
Oh man, if I could, she'd just get up and attack it. So, but. All right, well, it is 183 days until Halloween. It is 239 days until Christmas. And by the way, Mercury is in retrograde, so please prepare for little issues here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always in retrograde. It seems like it's always in retrograde.
Yeah, we have two more to go this year.
Right
before Halloween.
And they what last
one that's going to go right over Christmas. What?
They last 4 months, right?
It sure freaking seems that way. But yeah, they're like only like a few weeks. But there are the entries and the exits and the other stuff that it'll drive me nuts. Much like if you don't support Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. We want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage, Rova, Atsayu, Navaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Brother Sinatus, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame if you want to find out how to become a patron for as little as $1 a month. Okay, guess what? There was some shit that went down on this day in history, and I'm here to tell you about it. On May 1st, 1931, President Herbert Hoover, the vacuum king, he officially dedicated New York City's Empire State Building by pressing a button from the White House that turns on the building's lights. Now, Hoover's gesture, of course, was symbolic. While the president remained in Washington, D.C., someone else actually flipped the switches in New York.
Yeah, that was on the Gilded Age.
Oh. Huh. For some reason, I missed that.
Well, yeah, that was one of the last episodes where they were all sitting around in the car in their buggies outside of the building.
That's right. Okay, that's what that was. I didn't connect it, huh? Well, that was actually a pretty big scene too.
Oh, I mean, think about it. Think about what the difference the difference it made just to be able to flip on a switch when you walked in the house and the light came on. Otherwise, you'd have to light the lamps or the candles.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, just crazy. I mean, we get in awe and get all excited when there's something new on the iPhone. Okay, yeah, great. But there's an iPhone.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
with the phone, I mean, the turn of the century when they were really getting electricity going, they were getting phones going, they were getting cars going. Talk about a change in lifestyle.
Exactly. And I wonder, is that show coming back?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, cool. All right, today's affirmation. One moment, please. Please hold. Your affirmation is important to us. There we go. All right. It is today. I choose to look for the good wherever I am. I do this with people, with places, and with situations. Well, that would have helped me a lot this morning. So. We'll talk more about that later. All right. Let's see about holidays. I think there have been some holidays today, sir. Let's see what they are. It's Couple Appreciation Day. Whatever. I appreciate your coupledom. Thanks. CSS Reboot Day. Not every day. Executive coaching, frequent flyers. Global love. I don't know how to film that movie. Okay, International Workers' Day. Keep kids alive. Oh, drive 25.
Oh.
It's like, well, generally you want to keep kids alive, don't you? It's Law Day. It's also Lay Day. Loyalty Day. May Day. Melanoma Day. That one doesn't fit in. Oh, by the way, I did learn that Melanoma is not Trump's wife. Made that mistake. Okay. Worthy Wage, Therapeutic Massage Awareness, Silver Star Service Banner. None of these are ringing a bell. School Principals Day. You know, my great grandparents were both of them were school principals at one time or another. And so she was a female school principal. Back in the day, which was really cool. All right. Save the Rhino Day. And are we talking rhinos like what they always accuse like Republicans of, fake Republicans or they're rhinos. They're rhinos. Guess not. Okay. Also, phone in sick, new homeowners, new purebred National Purebred Dog Day. Adopt, don't shop. And National Chocolate Parfait Day. I wish, missed that one. And also Mother Goose Day.
Well,
Mother
remember, this is, you can still go out and get that chocolate parfait.
Oh, really? How am I going to get there? Bring it.
Walk up to the corner. I think they have those over at
I'm
Lincoln.
sorry. I lost you at the first word there.
Yeah, sorry.
Time for birthdays. We're just gonna forget all that so we can remain friends. Today's birthday. We have, oh. Happy birthday to Kelly Carmel, Shay, who just happens to be my fantastic cousin, Cousin Shay. Also, we have Joanna. Oh, we have that Donna Sugars. Donna Sugars, it's her birthday. Oh dear. We got Gar Styles. Oh. Sorry, I had to take a moment. We also have Power Podcast listener Tom. His birthday. We got Paul. Upcoming birthdays. Happy birthday, upcoming. to Dan, to Daryl, who used to do our acting. We used to directed him in many shows, many, many shows. We also have Miguel, DJ Philip. We got the actor Rob Lindley, Dean, my stepmommy, Paula. Yes, her birthday is in 5 days. We got Kathy, Lane, Stacy, Stephanie, Janet, Richard, Matthew, Alex, Melissa, Curtis. Oh, another actor that we worked with, Mr. Curtis. Robbie, Sloan, and an actor that is beyond he's just too good for us. His name is Vera Charles. Happy birthday to all of our people that we wish happy birthday with. Okay. Would you like to know more? He's not saying anything. Okay. Well, let's get into feedback then.
Oh, okay.
Sean says, I agree with Tom. Oh, that's a rarity. Okay. I agree with Tom that the recent Mandalorian finale does seem like a series finale. Can't imagine the franchise is done, but haven't specifically seen anything about a fourth season yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, and he's sitting, I mean, at the, well, I don't want to ruin it, but you know, they don't die. The two of them don't die, you know, the Mandalorian. And so they're sitting in a house that looks kind of like the Flintstones house in the middle of nowhere outside of town. And he's got his feet up and Grogu is playing with frogs, not holding them, but using his psychic powers to move the play with frogs. Usually he likes to eat them.
Yeah.
But, and they're just sitting there and the camera slowly pans away. Like, okay, life is good. Life is good.
Aww. Well, you know, that's usually about the time that they have, like, the, you know, when Sylvester Stallone. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, he's retired from all that stuff, and he's just happy to live on a mountaintop with his daughter, Alyssa Milano. And then, of course, all of a sudden, for no reason, all these international spies and helicopters just descend and they start shooting up this place. And yeah, so that'll probably happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm sure you're right.
Yes, I that is actually on my list this week, is to watch all of The Mandalorian now that they're all out there. All right, it's time for Chub Hugs. Who you want to hug?
Well, you go first.
I don't really have any.
They're for free.
I know, but I want to hug all of our listeners for listening. My cousin for it being her birthday, and the makers of Diet Coke, even though they don't need it because they can hire people to hug them because they're rich.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, you know, the people of Ukraine, the people mm-hmm. at Syria and Turkey still suffering from the earthquakes.
Yeah.
We also have, you know, there's a couple other war-torn places that people are trying to get out of.
Sudan.
So, I mean, you know, just let's get everybody back and say to the U.S. that's trapped in bad places. So,
yeah.
Anybody that can't enjoy legalized marijuana across the country.
Yeah. And there's so many. I just get lost when I think about all the shit going on.
Well, you know what gets me is that, you know, they're trying to ban this abortion pill, right?
Yeah.
Under some, you know, well, we don't think the FDA really tested it well. That's their reasoning behind it, right? Which is total bullshit. But what scares me is that they can do this with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this makes a precedent here, then all of a sudden it's like, Oh, and we want to see that COVID-19 vaccine shit stop completely. It's evil. It creates cancer, all the bullshit that they came up with.
Or
And
prep.
so some judge with his gavel up his ass is going to go, "Yeah, I think that should be stopped too." And then it's cancer curing drugs or it's
Prep.
Alzheimer's. Well, God's way says that we should
Yeah.
deal with life the way it comes and not try to fix what God wants to happen. And before you know it, we're not going to have aspirin anymore, because somebody feels that it's just not God's way.
Now
And
remember, it's not just somebody, it's some Christian.
well, obviously it's some Christian. Otherwise, they wouldn't be using God as their fucking excuse all the time.
But
But
that's the people that the only people
this is the
that do
dangerous
that
thing.
are
This means that
Christians.
when you take your dog in and they go, "Oh, it's got this wrong with it," you're going to go, "Okay, put it to sleep because I can't do anything because somebody didn't want this medication anymore for dogs because it's not God's way."
Right.
I mean, that's all they need is they need somebody, some judge in some dirtbag fucking place in this country to say, "Yeah, I'm ruling against it. We need to stop that." And then it's marijuana, it's alcohol, but they won't stop the guns, but
Right, exactly.
it's just insane that this is happening, that it's even fucking happening. This isn't the 50s, the 1950s, or the 1850s. Okay.
No, like they won't do anything about the guns, like that guy who, shot those five people, killed those five people. 8-year-old to 40-something-year-olds in the house in Texas, execution style. And two of the women were laying on their small children to try to save them. And they were saved, but the women were killed, shot in the head. AK-40, or one of the AKs, I believe.
Usually.
Yep. Anyway. So on that bright note, hey, let's talk about celebrity deaths. So Jerry Springer died. Do you have any strong feelings about that?
I always feel bad when people die, but it's not like no.
Okay, so Jerry Springer, the iconic talk show host, broadcast journalist, and former mayor of Cincinnati, died in his home at age 79. On April 27th, I actually think that there's a lot of things in our pop culture and certain aspects of our culture, the way that people behave, that are directly related to him and that style of show that he created. But that's just my opinion. Anyway, Harry Belafonte, legendary singer, actor, and civil rights activist who marched alongside Martin Luther King Jr., died Tuesday, April 25th. He was 96 and had congestive heart failure. Did you know that he was also an EGOT winner?
I don't think that's correct.
I read that somewhere, so
Well,
if it was
I'm
on
not
the
I'm not
net, it has to be correct.
right. Yeah, because I just looked on Wikipedia and he's not listed. And
Well,
as
we'll
much
have
as
to look into that and then not care later. Let's see, Ginny Newhart, wife of comedian Bob Newhart for 60 years, died April 23rd at home in Los Angeles following a long illness. Also, Ron Faber, the Exorcist actor who portrayed Chris McNeil's, that was played by Ellen Burstyn's, movie director in the 1973 horror classic, died at age 90. Did that make sense? I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yeah.
And now Tom wants to talk to you about
Let's see.
fixing
Well, I
life.
can tell you that I don't know if he won a Tony or not, but he won a Grammy. He won an Oscar. He got a special Oscar, so that's considered a win. And he did win a Primetime Emmy Award. So just check on the Tonys while I'm looking at my list. What's happening? Well, first of all, I write these things down and they're gone. Okay. Okay, so Saturday, well, we've been having Sean's car got rear-ended back in the end of February, and it took 2 months for them to tell us that the car was totaled. So we've been dealing with, one car, and an old car at that. And so they finally told us, I think it was Thursday. So on Saturday, we went out and bought a Tesla. And then we went and had street tacos at a Michelin star restaurant in Roseville, California that serves street tacos. And it's in a mini mall. I was shocked. I mean, the food was fantastic, but it's a fucking mini mall street taco restaurant. Why did the Michelin people even go there? I don't know. Food was great though. And then he took me to Costco at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, Arden Fair Costco at that, nightmare. And then after that, we did go out to the Merc, which is one of the oldest gay bars here in town. And it used to cater to the older gay crowd. It opens early. I think it's earlier than most of them are open because it catches all those senior drinkers. And it's, yeah, it
Is
was,
that where you met your husband?
no, it wasn't actually.
Oh,
Yeah.
cool. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, and then come find out that, at 10:30 on a Saturday night, it becomes a straight bar, which I never knew before, but I guess it's technically still a gay bar, but everyone there was pretty much straight. I mean, it was not just like a bunch of girls coming in, 'cause we see that all the time. This was actually couples hand in hand coming in for cheap drinks before they go back to one of the dance clubs, a block over, and they've got their drunk on. So that was so. And those street tacos and the quesadillas we got will be in the this week's food portion. What's on your lunch? Because that was actually lunch, actually. That's kind of fun. Anyway, this week, the Connors, Darlene, is working as a lunch lady now at the school that Mark, her 17-year-old son, is going to be going to college at the next year. But if she's working at the school, he gets free tuition.
Right.
So I, my big question was, okay, she had a really good job, but then she quit that job so she could get free tuition for Mark as a lunch lady. Now, I'm just wondering if she stayed at the really good job,
Couldn't she have afforded that?
if
Yeah.
she afforded the tuition on that and not been a lunch lady, but I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
But it turned out that one of the guys that is working with her is a college student that works there to help pay his tuition, which
Maybe
is
she'll end up
common.
having an affair with him.
And no, she goes, oh, you might like my son. I should set you guys up. Not, I mean, not as a date or anything, but just, that way he'll have a friend when he comes to school next year, and a gay friend at that. And so she says, oh, Mark, look, I've got this guy I want to set you up with. And he's like, I don't want to be, okay, maybe one day it wouldn't hurt. Once he sees that he's cute, then one day it won't hurt. But when he goes out on the date, this guy is super needy, planning out their apartment when he moves there,
Ugh.
and how many children and pets they're gonna have down the line. And so Mark's like, okay, this is a no. So that was kind of funny. And what happened was Mark at least can break up with this guy, but Darlene gets to work with him on a daily basis. So good for her. Survivor this week, they did another, they were these people are fucking around, they're playing games, and which I like, which makes it exciting.
Yeah.
But for well, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
Okay, so
I'll catch up
I won't
this
mention who
week.
goes home, but it was funny. It was funny. This week on Masked Singer, they unmasked two. It was Lou Diamond Phillips. He was like a praying mantis, I think, which is weird because he had a head, so he should have been a girl praying mantis. And
right.
then the other person, I don't know what the hell they were, that some he's some football player from the LA Chargers. So, but they both had, of course, we know Lou Diamond Phillips. He did sing La Bamba. You know, he did his own singing, and he's been on Broadway in The King and I. So, you know.
Right, and he was on Unhappily or Happily Divorced, and he cheated on Fran.
Did he sing? Then we don't care.
Oh, I don't. Well,
okay. Okay,
no, so, I think there was a karaoke scene.
Let's see. Top Chef, did you watch that this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
But we'll talk about that later. American Idol, they're at the top 10 now. We had the top 12 last night, and tonight we're got the top 12. I think they're going to knock it down to 8. So, you know, 4 people in 2 days. That's crazy.
Yeah. Lots of tears there.
Yeah, Chicago. We had it was heavy on Jesus Christ Superstar songs. Brian, I'm pretty sure it was, they had Promises, Promises there. They had Cabaret. They had Sweeney Todd. Cause they do all the takeoffs on the song. So,
right.
Really clever, lyrics and very funny show. And it's on Apple TV. And if you can't see it on Apple TV, you got to find some way. If you love musicals, you're going to love this show. Mm-hmm. This is, the Marvelous Miss Maisel. Alex Borenstein's character was, she's, Miss Maisel's agent. So she's searching, for this one producer because one of her other clients is up for a movie and she wants to find out if he's going to get the part or not. So mm-hmm. she follows this guy around all day. She misses him at lunch where he has a Cobb salad with no bacon, no avocado and no hard boiled egg. So why bother having a Cobb salad?
I was
right with her. It disturbed me so bad. It was hard to concentrate on the rest of the episode. But after that, she finds him finally at a gay bathhouse in the you know, they got the singer and the piano player. This is 1961, so it wasn't Bette Midler and Barry Manilow, but it means that this actually did go on for years and years and years, where they had a club with entertainers. Oh God, that would have been so fantastic. And so she goes back to her office and says, okay, so I finally found him at a bathhouse. And one of the girls that works with her goes, so what was it like? And she goes, so many dicks. And I just love Alex Borenstein. I just love her. So
yes.
Miss Maisel, we're down to the last few episodes. I'm just sad to see it go.
Mm-hmm.
Nora from Queens with Awkwafina. Nora and her grandmother are both experiencing great regrets and where they are in their lives. The grandmother is older, of course, and all her friends are starting to die, and so she's tired of going to funerals, where they have to, you know, you have to be the most, the person who's most suffering from the death of this person. So.
Uh-huh.
Like throwing yourself on the casket and, you know, the screaming and crying and asking why. But then, so as she was leaving the funeral, there's some kids smoking weed. And she's like, really? You're doing that right here with people, you know, at a funeral? And so she takes the blunt away, which looked very familiar. It looked like mine. And then she went somewhere and lit up and got high. So it was a interesting, sweet episode. And I think I told you I watched Babylon last week, right? The movie?
No.
Okay. No. It is, just came out this last Christmas. This movie is, starts off in 1926. It's the height of the talkies, but then the silence, but they're starting to talk about talkies now. And that worries everybody. So the business of Hollywood, it's so interesting. The first bit of the movie, the first like hour or so, is pretty interesting, just seeing how everything was functioning there and how they made the movies and And then the talkies come in, and anybody that talks like this all of a sudden isn't, oh, well, we don't need you anymore. And they were completely out. That happened to most of the people, you know, the people who were actors that came like from New York, they fit in perfect for these new talkies. But the ones, you know, the people that were there and they had, you know, any kind of bad voice, they were out. But what kind of scared me about this was my grandmother.
Oh yes. Okay.
Was back in the 20s. She was an actress. As a matter of fact, she was in The Jazz Singer, which was considered the first talkie, even though technically wasn't, but that has that thing. She didn't talk in it. I mean, you didn't hear her voice because the Jazz Singer only included musical numbers with sound. The rest of it was still silent. But yeah, anyway. So I'm watching this, and Margot Robbie is playing this young actress who's trying to break into Hollywood, and she's going to parties and finagling her way into the parties and drinking too much. And my dad always said that my grandmother used to go to these parties, get into the parties, and then you drink to be social and to be gay, but you didn't want to drink too much because then you're just one of those sad, you know, showgirls that can't hold their liquor. So my grandmother used to go out and vomit, come back in and drink all night long that way. She'd do two or three drinks, gobble them down, and then go in and barf them up and then come back out and drink more. And I'm thinking, oh my God, was my grandmother Margot Robbie? And why is she a whore? You know, I'm like, my dad was alive. What's going on? I don't know what's happening to my life anymore. It was really life. I mean, for me, it was kind of life changing because I didn't realize that this was such a commonplace. I thought it was just for the stars, but it looks like anybody in Hollywood that, you know, could, you know, like, you know, act in front of a camera with no sound could go to these kind of things. I was very confused. I did see John Mulaney's stand up, which is on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
And it's all about his intervention that he got from his friends. And it's an hour and 20 minutes long. It's too long, but it's got some really good stuff in it. And if you're a John Mulaney fan, the hour and 20 is not going to seem like a big deal. But yeah, and I read an interesting article. Did you know he was considered to take Jon Stewart's place on The Daily Show? He is one of the first people they were looking at to take the place. You know, Trevor Noah ended up coming in. I thought that was kind of interesting.
I had heard that somewhere.
And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Anything? I don't think so. I think we covered quite a bit today. So.
Okay. Yeah. So Harry Belafonte was an EGOT winner.
Okay.
But the Oscar that he won was the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award.
That usually counts.
Yes, it is classified as a non-competitive EGOT. So he didn't win it against other people, but it is still an Oscar, so it still counts.
Okay. That's weird. It's
interesting. I was surprised at how short the list of EGOT winners is.
Oh yeah, it's very small.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cyndi Lauper needs to win one.
She needs an Oscar.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, and it's weird because when she had the opportunity to win an Oscar, I guess she just wasn't good enough for Goonies. She could have gotten nominated for Goonies and didn't.
She was basically on TV in Goonies.
Yeah, but she didn't. She sang good enough.
Right.
In the Goonies.
Oh,
soundtrack.
Okay. I get
oh
it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And you're a Cyndi Lauper fan. I'm ashamed of you.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was thinking Vibes. She should have won an Oscar for Vibes. Just for putting up with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, Vibes. No. No, she wasn't going to win for acting. She was going to win for writing a song. That's what she'd win for.
Oh yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's see here. I guess that comes up to me. Do that. And what we got here? All right. Well, I watched Night. I caught up on Night Court, and I am glad that they are directing Neil's affection to another character that is basically exactly like Abby. Took me a moment. But I like this episode, and I think the interplay between the big bailiff and John Larroquette's character is fun. They play off each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It,
I just what?
well, it's just been, it's one of those things where we've got to get their, their personalities need to come out,
Right.
and as they are, we're seeing a lot of it, so.
Right. I do wish that they would make the bailiff, I wish they would make her character just a tad more, a less, I don't want to say less comic, but less clownish.
Now,
And
which one is
more
this? The
the
bailiff?
bailiff.
Oh,
Less
see, I.
clownish, but not take away from the comedy of it.
Yeah, I don't find her as clownish as I find the prosecutor.
Oh yeah, she is so one note.
And I
It's
liked her on other things, but this one, she's. I don't. It's a weird character she's playing. It's.
yeah. I mean, she's basically, I think, trying to be the male or the female version of John Larroquette's character from the old series, and it just comes off so vaudeville, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, but I'm in. I'm looking forward to another season of it. Let's see. Top Chef World All Stars. So, is that the person who went home on the last? If you look at the list here and it says who went home, is that who went home on the last one you watched?
Let me look real quick. Sorry, I was
Because if there was an episode yesterday, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, there was an episode on Thursday.
Ah.
But let's see. Oh no, you're back two episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dale
They didn't show me that, so I'll have to catch up. So.
didn't it technically go home. He went to back to the Last Chance Kitchen.
Oh, that's right. And he's competing against the blonde potato lady.
Yeah, so and then, like I said, there's been two people that have gone home since then, so.
Oh wow. Okay. So I'll have to catch up on that tonight 'cause yeah. But yeah, I was fine with Dale going home. He and the other.
Can you hold, put us on pause?
Okay.
Yeah, with I mean, you're going to be surprised who went home after Dale. That's all I have to say.
Is it one of the cute guys? I
It
don't want
is.
to know.
I'll just say that it's my,
Not him.
Top Chef All Star Kitchen, World All Star, boyfriend. So.
I'm really surprised because
Oh yeah.
there's so many of them that are just really fun and cute and adorable and the one that I why can't she tries so hard. The one from Congo, the
Right.
African chef, she tries so hard and she wants to bring her cooking to show that, Africa has such a rich culture and everything, and the judges just don't like it. And
Yeah, and but it's weird because they've had chefs, African chefs before on Top Chef,
yeah.
and they usually love the food because it's. They're trying stuff that's they've never tried before. It's different, so.
Right. So I don't know. It's a shame because I really like her. Okay. Moving on from that then. Oh, but the episode that we saw where Dale went home, he it was his time. He
Oh,
well, he
yeah.
went back to Last Chance Kitchen, but he really fucked up that.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Okay. So, Spring Baking Championship, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, somebody went home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Didn't watch.
You already talked about because I'm not caught up on it. Animal Control. I didn't get a chance to watch it. And Single Drunk Female, I haven't watched yet. Have
Okay.
you caught up
Animal
on it?
Control, this week coming up is their season finale, so.
Oh, I'll definitely have to watch that. Maybe they'll get Joel McHale to get shirtless again. Anyway. All right. So Mama and I went to the car place today to get the oil and the water and everything, you know, checked out and topped up because the car overheated a bit when we used the AC this last week because it's been super hot here. Well, not super hot, but super hot for us for this time
Well,
of year.
for April, it was super hot.
Yeah. So we just went in and I thought, oh, well, this is going to take, you know, probably about an hour of sitting here. They'll do their stuff and then I'll head home and get ready for everything. And, it's a good thing that I finished prepping the show while I was on my phone in the thing because, we were there until actually just before noon. So we were there like 3.5 hours at least, if not more. And so $450 later, the AC is working and, we got all our oils and waters and everything all topped up and the tires pumped up and well, there we go. Good thing we had some, credit card money. You know what I mean? Good
It's
thing we
crazy.
paid off the credit cards so that we can run them up again. But anyway, it is good to have that taken care of because we're going to go visit my father soon in the cemetery. Anyway, we went to Mr. Bolt Leather, which is Sacramento's leather competition. You like who we select to go to IML every year. So we did that and I thought it was just going to be Mr. Clint and I and our friend Seaman. And well, guess what? We had a surprise visitor. Turned out that Mr. Brian Judd joined us for the evening.
Wait, from the Swanner and Judd podcast?
Yes, Queen. I thought he was going to be with you at the Merc, but no, he was with us at the leather place. And so it's very funny that he and our dear friend Clint, who I, you know, just love to pieces, you know, they go out and hang out and they go ha 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 and ho 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 and they you know make fun of me and all sorts of stuff like
Oh, they
that.
do
Oh, you know
that.
they do. And yet it's funny how, you know, when Brian and I get together and he gets me to start, you know, all about
Even.
Eving. And suddenly I hear things like, wow, he's really bitter tonight. Wow, he's really mean tonight. Wow, he's a lot tonight.
Is this you or Brian that's bitter and mean?
Brian, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's a bad influence on me because, you know, when in Rome, be a bitch. So, but I'm not really. I'm just, yeah, anyway. But yeah. It was a fun night, actually. Brian was very well behaved. Well, Brian wasn't as bad as he usually is, put it that way. We saw lots of friends who we haven't seen in ages. It was really fun. And
So
they
who won?
what?
Did
Well,
Loki
so
win?
actually a friend of ours, who we've all worked with. We worked with him back when he was a little twink
Okay, so
in
Loki
theater,
won.
and his name was Loki.
Which
And of course, now his name is Aaron, and he won, and he's a great big handsome leather bear now. So we're very happy. But one of the things that was very interesting is they did have a gender fluid entrance inter contestant, and they did really, really well. So I mean, it was really nice to see this, really fun, forward-thinking leather contest in a kind of field that's been super dominated, especially in our region, by the guys, So it was pretty cool.
Did you
Anyway,
get a picture of Loki
I do have some pictures of him.
at the contest?
Well, you said from the contest, yes.
Okay, because you send me pictures of everything but people in the contest.
Well, we didn't, we weren't close enough to get to, I mean, we could see the stage, but we couldn't understand a fucking thing that they were saying. They had the mics turned down low, except for when the MC was speaking, because the drag queen, and she was just like, rah, 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 and she'd hand them the microphone, and you couldn't hear a fucking thing. I mean, they could have been sitting up there going, my favorite date. My ideal date would be, April 25th, because, it's not too warm and it's not too. They could have been saying anything. We wouldn't have had a clue. But I do have some pictures of them that we got afterward, though.
Okay.
Well, pulled from Facebook. So it was a very pleasant evening. It was nice getting out, but I'll tell you, being around a crowd of cliquish, queer guys just reminded me of why I don't really go to the Bolt anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Lopez versus Lopez. I watched two episodes of that. Closed out the I think that's their season and season done. It's a really fun show. I mean, yeah, it had a rough start. A lot of people didn't like it. Even the Nephi's television reviewer guy, he just said this show is poop. But it's really grown. The characters have grown. The fun, couple of them can act their way out of a box, but they're fun. So it's a good show. Really recommend it for if you just want something to binge watch when you're laying on the couch, wishing you could be out at a pool, but you don't have a pool. Yeah. Also, Hoarders. I watched a couple more episodes of Hoarders, but then I kind of took a break from it because this season, I think it really started to depress me because the Hoarders on this season are like the hardcore Hoarders that end up like being so lost in their sickness that they just are complete assholes. And like every episode, they just have to push through because basically, well, if we leave here, code enforcement's going to take your home. Well, fine, take all my stuff. Oh my God. And they resist the therapy. They resist any breakthroughs or whatever. They're just fighting and running away. And then in the end, they end up like basically relapsing, and the things that come up over the end of the screen are like, oh, they did aftercare, and oh, they're keeping their house clean. And these are all like, oh, they told everyone to fuck off, or they all went and died, and they all, their wife with cerebral palsy or whatever went into the hospital and was taken away by CPS. I don't know. I don't know. But it's just like, it's so like, ugh. So I finally decided, you know what? One thing I did find interesting though is, so there's kind of two types of hoarders. And one of them are the people that like create an attachment and memories to things. So like every piece of paper, everything that they have, every book that they ever bought or whatever, there's like some memory attached to it, or like they bought it because their dead, father might like, that tool or something. It reminds them of them. And then there's the ones that overvalue like everything. So my father was like the value hoarder, because he would have like a dresser that literally had two drawer fronts falling off, was like kind of hanging on the side, and there was like two nails kind of propping it up under the wall or something. And he's like, I'm gonna put that on Facebook. I can get $50 for that right now on Facebook. That was him. So it's really interesting to see all the psychology of it, like, and apply it to people that you know. Yeah. So anyway, and that's it. I didn't watch anything else. I didn't do anything else. I spent a lot of time working on some projects, helping a friend of mine get some his book into print. So anyway, moving on. Miss Manners. You ready for this? Dear Miss
Sure.
Manners, my son is currently ill, and I visit his house and help his dog and cat. Oh, help with his dog and cat. The cat's food dish is in the basement, kept separate from the dog's dish in the kitchen. The cat often wants more food after dark, so I turn the light on in the basement so she can go get her, oh, to go fill her bowl. Not that kind of bowl. My son asks me to turn off the light when I come back upstairs, even though the cat is still eating. He says she can see in the dark because there's a little light on, or there's a little light that comes through the open door to the stairs. I feel it is rude to turn the light off while she is eating. What do you think?
Turn the fucking light off. Cats can see in the dark. Okay.
Can they?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dogs
I'd
and
say
cats.
turn the light off because that's the son's wishes, but either that or stay down there with the cat until they're done eating.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, Miss Manners says that you sent Miss Manners down a rabbit hole of research on the cat's ability to see in the dark. What she found is that it is limited, but somewhat better than that of humans. So while Miss Manners admires your instinct not to be rude to your feline friend, her humble opinion is that with the light coming from the open door, your son's cat should be fine. More importantly, it is his house, his pet. As a compromise, you might suggest a motion sensor, as long as you are sure it will not scare the kibble out of Frisky. I think that's funny right there. Miss Manners is good. Anyway. Hey Chubbs, what is your favorite movie of all time?
Heaven Can Wait, 1978. Warren Beatty, Julie Christie, Diane Cannon, Charles Grodin, James Mason. I think I got all the big ones. There's probably somebody else. But yeah, great show. Great show. What's his name? I've forgotten his name. But yeah, it's a great cast. Everybody wanted to work with Warren Beatty back in the 70s and 80s, so.
Yeah. How about defending your life?
I like that.
All right. Mine is, well, I don't know if I have a favorite anymore, but I know that the movie that I love the most and think is just an absolutely amazing movie above almost all other movies is The Color Purple. So, hey Chubbs, who is your celebrity crush?
It would probably be it's still Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, that's good.
I do like the guy from Brett from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
Right now it's still Mark Ruffalo.
That's cool. Well, you know, I have many celebrity crushes. It usually depends on the day. But I still think that probably Richard Armitage is my number one celebrity crush. You know who he is, correct?
No.
Okay, so you remember in the Hobbit movies, he played the what are they, trolls? No. They live in the mountains. What the fuck are they called?
Oh, wasn't he Theron? Thorin?
Yeah, he was like the king of the...
Yeah, he was Thorin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, him. And he was also the person who, at the end of the Vicar of Dibley series, that she married. I know you probably don't know that one, but...
I won't know that one.
Anyway, I'm sure that you would recognize him because he's been in a hundred.
Looking at his picture, I know who he is.
He was the original Mr. Darcy.
Okay.
Anyway, but yes, and he's very beautiful, and he's very gay, by the way.
Well, good for him.
Yes, good for me.
Not really.
Shut up. It could happen. All right. What's in your lunchbox?
You know, I actually got to meet my celebrity crush.
Yeah.
And actually, when he came to my work, I was his handler for the entire day.
Handler. Nice.
Very yeah. Sweet man, by the way. Very kind, very considerate. Yeah, just.
Well. One of my many celebrity crushes, Tom Goss, was here just a couple weeks ago, and I got to meet him.
But he wasn't your ultimate.
No.
Okay.
But he's one of them. He's.
Oh no! Now you're dragging it out. So you got over me now. But
I'm telling you, no, I'm telling you, I have so many celebrity crushes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You can't love everybody. This is like Mike Damone in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You just hit on everybody until somebody finally bites, and then
she finally figured it out.
Yeah,
I've been single long enough, man.
Have you?
Don't make me.
I know you don't. Yeah,
seriously. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Mr. Moose wrote in to What's in Your Lunchbox and said. Went to the grocery store this morning, needed fresh produce and milk. Ooh. But this store has their bakery right near the entrance, and this carrot cake jumped out into the cart before I could run away. So I'm punishing it by eating it.
It
looks really good.
It does. Oh, that looks good. That
frosting. I swear, because of that, I almost bought a cake today. But I said no. All right. Next up, we have morning out shopping with hubby for plants. Stopped into Burger Fi for lunch. Mine was ultimate bacon cheeseburger, hubby regular burger, mountain of fries. Sorry, I'll take a moment to soak that in. That was really fun.
What about the two pizzas that are in between?
Well, I'm having a big piece of bison with sautéed mushrooms for dinner. Hubby hates bison, so I ordered him a pizza. The works, even bacon. I could go for one of those right now, too.
I'd rather actually go for the plain one with the just the pepperoni. That's kind of New York style.
Well, yeah. In fact, he got pizza. He got to the pizza restaurant and smelled all those pizzas cooking and couldn't resist ordering two slices. Only two slices. He's a much better man than I.
Atta girl.
Style pizza.
Yeah, but that is like, you figure that's halfway there. So we're talking about, let's go 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock. That's almost half a pizza right there.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But he's still going to eat his bison, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Hey, Mr. Michael Sage wrote in, and he sent us this beautiful, absolutely beautiful photo of Eggs Benedict with hash browns.
Yum. They should have poured some of that hollandaise onto the hash browns.
Oh,
That's
Well, you know, I always find it interesting when the vegetarians eat eggs. So
Hey, there's nothing, eggs.
no, there's nothing. I
I
just
mean, the way I look at it is that the eggs are unfertilized, so they're not going to create life, but they're edible. And I think that's like, vegans that don't want milk, then they kill the cow because it's tortured with all that milk inside it. And what are you going to do? Throw it away?
Well, no, you feed the babies with it.
But we can't afford more babies because no one's eating meat. So we're just going to kill everything and all the animals that we don't
Well, I
need.
think that's a perfect, I think that is absolutely a way to make us want to justify eating meat.
Yeah,
Kill the cows.
that's me.
What, no, what I get is when they go to the point where they overdo it to where anything that comes out of the cow or off the cow or anything else is just like, yeah. Anyway, we don't need that discussion. Tom, what is this picture that we're looking up at?
Well, the first picture is of the street tacos, and the top two are my octopus and my pork belly. And then he got two different styles of pork. The sauce was different on each of them. So it's, and I can't remember the names of them, but it was very fancy pork stuff on fresh tortillas that they make there. And oh my God, it was just. You tasted it and it's like, how can this be a fucking taco? And then, and I guess I probably should have opened up the quesadillas, but they were fantastic. The one I had was so good. And the mushroom one was good. There was a mushroom and roadkill, which was various of different pieces of pork. And I think they may have even had beef in there. But the mushroom one was different mushrooms, and they were all sauteed and put into the quesadilla with cheese, and it was fantastic. That's the Michelin place over in Roseville that I went to. I'm still, I could go back again, except I don't want to drive to fucking Roseville.
Who does?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds lovely, except for that octopus one. Just,
Oh my God, you got to try octopus. You'd like it.
well, I mean, I've tried things, but anyway, no. Yeah, just not sure. I mean, I would try it just to say that I tried it, but I don't know. It just doesn't sound appetizing to me, you know? Anyway, Golden Rule Services want you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective when preventing HIV infection. And to learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org and find Tom's other podcast at
Oh,
swanerandchud.com.
408. Oh, no. So you
Find
could
more about my books at
just kiss the guy.com.
yes. Find all our links at
All my links.com/Chubb's Gone Wild.
and give us a call at
408-69 Chubbs.
and please do give us a call because we just got told that if somebody doesn't call us soon, we're gonna lose our number, Miss Bacon. Oh, by the way, you know what? I'm sending my Chubb hug out to Kathy Bacon, who is just so in charge of her life. She's like sold her house. She's moving across country. She's doing all sorts of amazing things. And I just think she's really fucking awesome for doing all that.
Is she moving someplace warm?
I hope every other day it's snowing where she's kind of is. I kind of feel a little sorry for that. But yeah, anyway. All right. With that, we will catch you next week, and we apologize for anything on the show that may have offended you or made you think badly of us. And you can send an email to Tom at big. No, anyway. All right. Whole wrong podcast as well. We'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
A network of inclusion.
Unifospods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.